Rebel Girls presents Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls, 100 real-life tales of Black girl magic. Edited by Lily Workna, with a foreword by me, Kashawn Thompson. To the Rebel Girls of the world, believe in your dreams, embrace your power, unleash your magic, and always remember, you are limitless. Dear Rebel, welcome to an audiobook filled with Black girl magic. My name is Kashawn Thompson, and I am the Rebel girl who created the popular Black Girls Are Magic phrase that quickly grew to become the hashtag Black Girl Magic movement. I'm so excited Rebel Girls asked me to participate in writing this wonderful book, and I can't wait for you to listen to it. Before you dig in, I'm sure some of you may be wondering, what is Black Girl Magic? I'll tell you a secret. I was just a kid myself when I realized that Black girls and women are magic. I don't mean like literal mystical creatures, more like women who do the extraordinary. As a young girl, I loved reading fairy tales filled with enchanted forests and characters with special powers like witches, warlocks, and fairies. They were magic, so that's how I described the wonderful things happening around me. I thought that the amazing things I saw my mom, grandma, aunts, and older cousins do were because they had special powers too. It showed up in the way my grandma baked wonderful sweet potato pies and in the way my aunt told us stories and taught me and my sister how to dance. As I've grown up and now understand the world in a more adult way, I've come to realize that what I believed to be magic as a little girl was really the hard work, intelligence, strength, and love of the Black women around me. It is magical to see them spread their light in spite of the obstacles they have faced. Seeing those positive qualities, first in the women in my family and later in my friends, teachers, and favorite celebrities, made me feel strong and smart. I felt good about myself because I saw Black women existing in love and being examples of excellence in the world. It's important to me that young girls everywhere, of all backgrounds, girls like you, know more about women like this. I want you to be inspired and feel good too. As you listen to the stories in this audiobook, you will learn about women who are legendary as well as women who are little known. It doesn't matter how big or small their accomplishments are. Each of these women is extraordinary in her own way. Some have become Olympic champions and political history makers, while others have created powerful art and remarkable inventions. You'll be amazed by them all. Does it matter that you don't look just like they do or come from the same places that they do? No. Does it matter that they are older or younger than you are or speak a different language than you speak? No way. The only thing that matters is that you believe you can also achieve great things in life. These stories will expose you to phenomenal women and spark your imagination. These aren't made-up fairy tales. They are real-life stories of women who are Black girl magic. Just like them, you are special and important. And no matter what path you take in life, you will find the magic within yourself and share your light with the world. I promise you, it's there. Love always, Miss Sean.
Adriana Barbosa, entrepreneur, born August 28, 1977, Brazil. When Adriana was a kid, her great-grandmother gave her a piece of advice. Sell today, eat tomorrow. At the marketplace in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Adriana saw exactly what she meant. She watched women sitting at small, colorful stands selling food. If they didn't sell, their families' bellies would be empty. Adriana started her first job at 15 to help out her family. But at 25, she found herself unemployed and out of money. So she set up a thrift store on the side of the road. Sitting there in the hot sun, she made friends with a fellow vendor who sold pastries. Together, they dreamed up a fantastic idea and decided to bring it to life. They would launch a market to promote Black businesses. The first, Feira Preta, or Black Market, opened in 2002 with 40 vendors. They sold a little bit of everything. Hair oils, head wraps, natural beauty products, patterned fabrics, crafts, toys, shoes, and more. 5,000 visitors came in a single weekend. More people and more vendors crammed into the market each year until Adriana had to find a bigger venue. Feira Preta grew into a 20-day celebration of Black art, culture, and science, with speeches and even political debates. 20 years later, the fair is still going strong. Adriana started a training program for Black business owners, hosted events to bring entrepreneurs together, and set up a platform so Feira Preta vendors could sell online. With creativity and vision, she supports Black business owners and helps their companies thrive. Alexa Kennedy, pediatric neurosurgeon, born November 7, 1950, United States of America. Once upon a time, there was a girl who was really smart, but nobody knew it because her test scores were just okay. Alexa's family did a little digging to find out why she didn't test well at school. They found out that Alexa's elementary school teacher had been switching her grades with a white student's. The wicked teacher got fired, and Alexa skipped third grade and went straight to fourth. In college, Alexa started out in the math department, but something was missing. Next, she got a degree in zoology, the study of animals. But that wasn't a perfect fit either. Finally, she found medicine, and it was just right. Alexa realized she wanted to heal people. After years and years of training, she became the first Black woman to be a pediatric neurosurgeon, a doctor who treats children's brains. Alexa loved her job. Sometimes she'd work as many as 100 hours in a week, playing games with patients, diagnosing them, and battling their illnesses. She healed thousands of children. Some kids were in her care for so long that she became part of their family. Her patients trusted her and told her about their symptoms. Sometimes even the littlest bits of information could make a big difference in saving a kid's life. Once, a little boy came to her showing signs of a stroke. Alexa didn't believe it. He was so young. How could he have a disease that usually only affected adults? Something didn't feel right to Alexa. After many tests, she found a tiny tumor. She removed it and saved the boy's life. Always trust your gut, Alexa says. Alicia Garza, Opal Tometi, and Patrice Cullors. Activists. Alicia Garza, born January 4, 1981. Opal Tometi, born August 15, 1984. Patrice Cullors, born June 20, 1983. United States of America. Like many people across the nation, Alicia paid attention to a court case involving the death of a young Black boy named Trayvon Martin. After 3 weeks, the verdict came in, and the man responsible for Trayvon's death was set free. Alicia was outraged. On July 13, 2013, she posted on Facebook, "Black people, I love you. I love us. Our lives matter." Her friend Patrice replied and added the hashtag, "Black Lives Matter." A mighty movement was born. People nationwide used the hashtag on social media. They talked about the unequal treatment of Black people. Soon, the conversation turned into action. Patrice co-led a bus ride for more than 600 people from cities across the country to Ferguson, Missouri, where another young Black man had been killed. Alicia and Patrice's Nigerian-American friend Opal knew what they were doing was important. She thought the movement needed a platform, a place where people could connect and collaborate. So these three innovative organizers formed a global network.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?